Turn to somebody this morning and say, God's not finished yet. Amen. He's not finished yet, man. He's still got things for you to do, right? He is so good. Praise the Lord. Well, stand this morning, if you would, and turn in your Bible to 3 John. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. You say, Pastor, you're going to wear out this scripture. That's all right, man. You know what? You can't wear out the word. And the more you hear the word, the more your faith just increases in that area. So I just really felt led this morning to go back to the scripture. We're going to talk about healing again today. So listen to what he said. 3 John 1:2, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your what? Soul prospers. Amen. Let's hold up our Bibles this morning and say it like we mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have, and I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn around to somebody this morning and say, God's got you today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What I want you to understand and really get in your spirit today, and because you know you might be walking in divine health right now, but you may have some challenges later on. And as I was walking in this morning, I was talking to one of our partners here, one of our members, and she came to me and we were just talking. And she'd been going through some things in her life, and she said, you know, Pastor, what you have been teaching me has sustained me through this time. And so I said, man, that is awesome, because that is my goal to for you to receive what I teach out of the Word of God. So when you go through things, you know how to walk through them victoriously and that you don't fall apart. And so one thing that you need to get down in your spirit is that God wants you well, and that it's God's will for you to walk in His health. God doesn't want you falling apart. He wants you well in all areas of life. Total life prosperity. God wants you to prosper in everything, he said. Prosper in what? All things, and be in health, even as your soul, your mind, will, and emotions. A lot of times, the reason people get physically sick, not all the time, but a lot of times is because their mind, will, and emotions aren't lining up with what God has said about them. But once you understand what God says about you, then there is emotional healing, because many times we go through things in life and our soul gets damaged and, you know, our emotions are damaged, and so it comes out in the physical area of our life. But God has healing for our emotions and for our mind as well. God wants you to be mentally stable in life. The Bible says He will keep us in what? Perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Him. So God desires that. When Jesus was in the garden, He sweat great drops of blood so that we might receive healing within our bodies and within our emotions and within our mind. He wore a crown of thorns. He took a curse on His head so we wouldn't have to take a curse. In fact, the curse has been reversed because of Jesus today. So here John says, John the Beloved said to the Beloved, which you are this morning, you are God's Beloved. John says to us, he says, I pray, my desire, God's desire, that you prosper in all things and be in health. God's will is not only printed in red in the Gospels when we read the New Testament, but God's will is there throughout the new covenant, and it is God's will that you discern between what is old and new. Because even in the new, there's some old. But starting with Acts and going on through Paul's writing, we have the new covenant of promise of Jesus Christ and everything that He's done by grace. Hallelujah. So God desires that we are healthy and that we are well provided for. Thank you for your enthusiasm there. I don't know about you, but I appreciate being well provided for as well. Anybody else out there? God doesn't want us lacking in any area of life. Amen and amen. So God's desire for us is that we prosper and be provided for and be in health. So I want you to turn to a story this morning out of Luke chapter 4. We're going to read through this a little bit, but there's a couple things I want to point out to you about supply. God is a God of supply. Listen to me. You can be healthy and not have supply, and it's not a good thing. You can have plenty of supply and not be healthy, and it's not a good thing. But God has both of these provisions for us today. God has good health, and God has supply. God has good health, and God has supply. And God wants us walking in good health, and He wants us walking in supply. Turn to somebody and say, no lack here. John chapter 4, let's go to verse 16. John 4, 16, amen? Hallelujah. John chapter 4, the Gospel of John. Jesus said to her, go call your husband. Luke 4, here we go. Luke 4, turn to somebody and say, grace. So aren't you glad we give Pastor grace, as he really needs it, right? Amen. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. How many know it's important that we are led by the Spirit? God wants you to be led by the Spirit, not by the flesh, not by a carnal way of thinking, but God wants you to be led by the Spirit. Do you realize the Spirit of Christ leads us into peace at all times? God wants you to be led into peace, amen? If you're not having peace going on in your life, you need to really look and see where you're being led, because God desires to lead you into peace. We have the fruit of the Spirit within us. We have peace, joy, long-suffering, and God leads us into those things. If you're standing in line at Walmart for an hour, you have to ask yourself, am I being led by the Spirit, especially with long-suffering? Come on. Amen. So, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Next verse. Actually, I wanted you to start at verse 16, but that's fine. Drop on down to verse 16, brother. Luke 4, 16. So, he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue, and on the Sabbath day, and stood up to read. It's good to go to congregate with the congregation of people. Amen. The Bible says, forsake not yourself, assembling yourself together. So it's good to come in and congregate together. Amen. He found a place where it was written, and this is what he said. This is what he read. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. The good news to the poor. And the good news to the poor is that you don't have to be poor any longer. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. There's our emotional healing. God heals the brokenhearted. God wants you whole in your heart. Many of you may have gone through a divorce, and that's a tragic thing, but God has healing for you. There is no second-class citizen in the body of Christ. God wants you walking in health, in wholeness, and in your emotions. God wants you healed. To proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. There's our physical healing. And to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Wow, that's what Jesus came to do. Isn't that awesome? Amen. Let's go on down. To proclaim the acceptable, the favorable year of the Lord. I don't know about you, but 2020 seems to be a little less favorable this year. Come on, anybody say amen? But you know, even through this, God is good. Even through this time, we find the goodness of God following after us. Amen? To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. This is going to get a little lengthy, but hang in there with me. I'm going to a point here. Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant, sat down, and the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Wow. So all bore witness to him and marveled at his gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is this not Joseph's son? Is this not Joseph's son? You know, the world will always judge you by your past. The world will always judge you by your credentials. The world will always judge you by what family you came from. But I'm so glad to tell you today that Jesus took all of our judgment so you and I no longer have to be judged. People may still try to judge us, but we just know that in Christ we are free, and grace has set us free from God's judgment. Man, that is powerful. Amen. In fact, the goodness of God has already judged you by Jesus. And when he sees you, he sees good because Jesus is in you. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. In fact, the more messed up your life has been, the more grace he shows you. You know, God does not use perfect people. Turn to somebody and say, aren't you glad for that? Amen. God doesn't use perfect people. God uses messed up people, amen, to show his glory out of and be a trophy of grace. No matter what you've gone through, I want to tell you, God is a good God this morning, and he loves you just the way you are, and he can use you greatly in your life, even if your past has been messed up. Oh, man, God is so good, amen? Hallelujah. He makes trophies of grace out of messed up people. Hallelujah. Thank God for his grace. Amen. God uses messed up people. Turn to somebody and say, aren't you glad God uses messed up people? Man, why is that? Because he can use you. Turn to somebody else and say, he can use you. Amen. Hallelujah. So they were focusing on where Jesus came from. They were focusing on the fact that he was Joseph's son. He was a carpenter. Faith will always keep your eyes on men. I'm sorry, flesh will always keep your eyes on men, but faith will keep your eyes on God. Hebrews 12:2. Look here real quickly, and we're going to go back to Luke. Hebrews 12:2. Listen what we do, amen? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Our fixation is on Jesus. We look to Jesus and not to man. Amen. Men will fail you. Men will mess up. But Jesus is perfect in all of his ways, as the song says. Amen. So we look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Faith makes actually what has already been provided by grace. Faith makes active what has already been provided by God's grace. So we look unto Jesus by faith, and it activates what's already been provided through his grace. And healing has already been provided by his grace. Peace has already been provided. Joy has already been provided by his grace. So faith makes active what's been provided by grace. Amen? But because they fixed their eyes on Jesus, the carpenter's son, they missed Jesus, the supernatural. Amen. So we want to fix our eyes on Jesus. Let's go on back. Next verse. Amen. Next verse. He said to them, you will surely say this proverb to me, physicians, heal yourself. Whatever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in your country. Next verse. Then he said, surely I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. Wow. Isn't that a true statement? Next verse. Let's go on down. But I tell you truly, now listen to what he says here. But I tell you truly, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a great famine throughout all the land. He's giving them a verse out of the Old Testament, a story out of the Old Testament. Next verse. But to none of them was Elijah sent except to Zarephath in the region of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. Many widows, but God sent Elijah there to that woman. And there were many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed except who? Naaman the Syrian. Next verse. Amen. So all those in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath. They were upset. They were mad when Jesus pointed out these two miracles out of the old covenant. Why were they mad, Pastor? The reason they were mad, the reason I believe they were mad, is neither one of these miracles were Jewish people. Both of these people that Jesus pointed out were Gentiles. And it made the Jews irate because Jesus elevated the Gentiles, and what he was really talking about here is God's grace being extended to the Gentiles. Amen. But here Jesus talked about two things. He talked about healing and he talked about provision. The same thing that John brought out of John 3, verse 2, that there's healing and there's provision provided in Jesus Christ. Amen? Healing and provision are provided in Jesus Christ. Look at 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse 16. 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse 16. Look at this. Amen? The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord he spoke by Elijah. This is the widow woman where the miracle of provision took place. Do you realize that she had an ongoing supply of supply? Wow, hallelujah. Every day she got up from there on out, there was not a shortage of flour and there was not a shortage of oil. Man, I want to tell you, our God is a God of supply. Every day we get up, we need to be expecting supply in our account. We need to know that God is our God of supply, and it's never going to run out as long as we're here on this earth. Amen. He is the God that supplies all of our needs according to his riches in glory. So every day she can make her a flour, a tortilla. Maybe she was from, Mexico, Israel, I don't know. But she can... Anybody like Mexican food besides Pastor? That was just on my mind. So she can make a tortilla, I don't know, whatever. She can make a falafel, there you go, amen. But the bin of flour was not used up. It represented supply, and neither did the jar of oil run dry. Oil represented the anointing. Do you know that we have an anointing that never is going to run out, that you have an unction in you by the Holy Spirit, and there's always supply in the anointing of Jesus Christ for you today. Turn to somebody and say, God has got my supply. Amen? So there's always supply going on, always provision going on. Hallelujah. Always, 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 always in Jesus Christ today, provided by grace, taken by faith. Man, hallelujah. Turn on, yeah, praise God, brother. I love it. Amen. 2 Kings 5:14. Not only is there supply, not only is there provision through Jesus Christ, but also there's healing. Naaman. So he went down and dipped seven times. He really didn't want to go. He said, isn't there a better place for me to go? Man, you know, obedience to the known will of God is awesome. Because when you know God's will in your life, that's when things begin to happen. When you know it's God's will for him to heal you, that's when you receive your healing. And by the way, Jesus never put sickness on anybody. Never put sickness on anybody. Oh, you know, don't accept what the world or the church would tell you in some areas that God puts sickness on you to give you a testimony. No, the greatest testimony you can have is God is my healer, and he never placed that sickness on me. So he went down and dipped seven times in Jordan according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child. Turn to somebody and say, that's a good thing, amen? Hallelujah. Man, isn't that awesome? God's got renewal. He said, I'll renew your youth like an eagle. Man, God has got renewal for us. You do not have to just get old and get all wrinkled up and pruned up. God is God. Amen. Renewal for you. Amen. Praise God, man. You got to start understanding what God has for us. We live in the new covenant. He's got renewal for us in our flesh and in our body. God wants you to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. You've got to take these promises. You've got to say by faith, I take them, I receive them. He wants to restore your health. He wants you to walk in newness of life. Man, I am really preaching good this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Man, you don't have, he's got so much renewness for you, and he is just such a good God. Amen. Look at this, Matthew 8:1-4. Hallelujah. Matthew 8:1-4. Naaman, Elijah wasn't allowed to touch the leper. It was against the law. That's why he sent him to be healed. But look at this. When he had come down from the mountains, great multitudes followed him. Next verse. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing. Remember, I used this last week. Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Look at this. And Jesus put out his hand. Jesus always went beyond the law. The law said you couldn't touch him, but Jesus went beyond the law. There is nothing that God cannot heal, amen, that hasn't already been healed through the blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing too hard for God. Let me tell you this morning, some of you might be suffering from lupus. I would tell you, God is the healer of lupus. He wants you to walk in your healing. God heals lupus. When the doctor says there is no cure, Jesus Christ is the cure. He is the healer of lupus this morning. You may be suffering right now in your body from chronic fatigue syndrome. They said there's really no cure for that. I want to tell you there is a cure for that. How do you know there is a cure for that? Because I was cured from chronic fatigue syndrome. How do you know there's a cure? Because I'm healthy now. God is our healer, and he wants you to be healed this morning and whole in every area of your life. He does not want you suffering physically or mentally. Come on, somebody, amen. He said, I am willing. God is always willing, amen. He is always wanting to bring healing to us. I am willing. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. You don't have to put up with it for one more moment. You don't have to spend another night with the frogs like Pharaoh chose to do. Remember Pharaoh? Moses said, hey, I can take care of this. Pharaoh said, hey, tomorrow, Moses. Who would want to spend another night with the frogs when they could have been gone instantly? And you don't have to kiss a frog to get a prince, by the way, if you're single. Just want to let you know that, amen? No, but it's amazing. We put up with things that we don't have to put up with. God does not want you putting up with sickness. God wants you whole in every area of your life. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. The Bible says, now faith is. It's not out there tomorrow somewhere. It's not in your past. It's in your present. Now faith is. Faith is active now. Why? Because God knows you have a need now. And right now, faith is active when you put it on the Word of God. Hallelujah. Man, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. God, you are so, so awesome. These great examples, God gave these great examples, amen? They're awesome. So all these things in the Son of God, they heard these things. They were filled with wrath because, really, they're filled with wrath because it happened on, they came on the Gentiles. You know, it's amazing what grace does. Grace puts you in the place and the position to receive everything from God because grace puts you in the place of righteousness. Amen. And because you're in righteousness, God sees you as righteousness. He doesn't withhold any good thing from us. Hallelujah. Amen. And I am so thankful. Amen. How do you receive healing and provision? How do you receive it? Just receive it by faith. It is already there. It's already there for us. When we receive grace, who is Jesus, we receive healing and blessing. When we receive grace, we receive healing and we receive provision. Amen? Look over at Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53. Amen? Surely has borne our griefs. You can back up, brother, if you want to. Amen? He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and what? Afflicted. It's amazing because the Hebrew word for grief here, it literally means diseases. So he bore our diseases. And the Hebrew word for sorrows, it means pains. So he bore our diseases and he bore our pains. He did that so you and I would not have to bear them. Praise God, man. Our pains and our diseases have been bore by Jesus Christ when he went to the cross and he suffered. Thank God, hallelujah, there's physical healing provided for us through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Matthew 8:17. Look at this verse of scripture this morning. Matthew 8:17. Amen. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our what? Infirmities and bore our sicknesses. There's the two words. He took our diseases and he bore what? Our pain, our sicknesses. Thank God healing is here today. Doesn't have to be tomorrow. It is today. Amen. God wants you healed. Jesus wants to heal you more than you realize. Wow. That's how good God is. So no matter what you're going through this morning, God says he wants you to be completely whole in all areas of your life. Complete, total healness. Amen. You say, well, Pastor, you know, what about the martyrs? What about, you know, the when they're martyred? Amen. Well, even though Paul died as a martyr, this is what he said. I want you to see this morning. Amen. He said, for I am hard-pressed between the two, having desire to part and be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. But being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and for the joy of faith. Being confident. Paul was confident of this. What was he confident of? I shall remain and continue with you. Paul said, I am confident. He could have laid down his life anytime, but he had confidence that he was going to lay it down when he desired to lay it down. Oh, you all didn't get that, amen? Being confident of this, I shall remain with you. Listen, I believe God has given us authority and power that we can choose that moment. What, Pastor? Man, turn to somebody, are you freaked out right now? Come on. I believe that. In fact, we are the generation that has the power to be alive and remain even into the rapture. God wants you to live long and live strong. Amen. He wants you to live long and live strong. God doesn't just want you to fall apart when you're 30 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old, 60 years old, 70, 80, 90, 100. So I was out at a nursing home several years ago, and there was a little lady sitting there. She had glasses on, and I asked the nurse, it says, all right, if I go over and speak with her a second. And she said, yeah, Pastor Steve, that's fine. And she said, oh, by the way, she's 105 years old. I said, that's fantastic. That is great. So I went over and I sat down there, and she was sharp as a tack, and I sat down with her there for a few minutes. I said, hi, my name is Pastor Steve. I said, may I ask you a question? She said, well, sure. I said, may I ask you the secret of your longevity? And she said, absolutely. She said, I'd never been married, and I never had kids. Well, we've got something better than that. We have Jesus, don't we? Amen. God wants you to live long. God wants you to live strong. Amen? He does. He delivers us. He delivers us. Praise the Lord. He can deliver you. He is our deliverer. So let me give you some practical keys this morning real quickly to receive healing today. Number one, believe. Believe God wants you to be well. Amen? Believe that sickness is not from God. Amen? Believe in the righteousness that God has made you. He has made you righteous. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God has made us righteous. Amen. Believe that you are an heir. God has made you an heir. Romans 4:13. Look at this. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you know we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ? For the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not made to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through what? The righteousness of faith. You and I are heirs of faith. Amen? We can't be an heir and be broke and be sick all the time. No, God has made us an heir. We inherit everything that Jesus has. And let me tell you, Jesus is doing great right now. Hallelujah. And we inherit everything. Confess what God says about you, not what someone else says about you. Confess what God's word says about you. Amen. Don't look to somebody else's circumstance and compare it to yours. Oh, well, you know what? They didn't receive healing. Listen, don't look at someone else. Look to Jesus. Amen. He is your healer. It doesn't matter what someone else has gone through or what they did or what they experienced. It matters what Jesus has already done for you. That is a good word, man. Amen. It matters what Jesus has already done for you. Keep hearing God's word. Keep hearing God's word. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you're going through something, plug in some word tapes. Put it on. Get it into your ear. Get it into your spirit. Amen. Because that is going to sustain you in times of difficulty, and it's going to bring you through victorious. The word always works. Amen. Man, the word always works. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them. Praise God. The word of God works in every situation in our life. So you keep feeding on the word of God and feeding on healing scriptures. Hallelujah. Amen. Keep your focus on the Lord and not on what someone else tells you. Keep your focus on the Lord and not on what someone else tells you. Because people will tell you all types of things and give you all types of counsel when you're going through it. The best counsel you can have is the counsel of the Word and the Holy Spirit. Amen? And when you get that into your heart, into your life, it just changes everything around. Praise God. Let's stand this morning. Amen? Let's give God some praise right now. He is so good. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to just lift your hand this morning. We're going to make some confessions. Tim's going to come up and do another song this morning, but I want us to just confess some things out of our mouth, and you might be here this morning. You might need healing, or there's something going on in your body. I want to declare right now in the name of Jesus, we declare you are whole in every way. Amen? Would you speak? First of all, before you raise your hand, would you just turn to somebody and say, today is your day? Turn to somebody else and say, today is your day. Turn to someone else and say, God wants you well. Says, God wants you leaving this place whole in every way. In every way. Amen. Would you just lift your hand this morning? Let's confess this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For your grace.
Your grace
has provided healing for me. By your stripes, I am healed. I receive it. You have provided healing and supply. I receive both of those today. I am in covenant with you. I lack in no area of my life. Every area of my life is filled with your peace. It's filled with your joy. Filled with your spirit. Thank you, Lord. I am healed. My back is healed today. My limbs, my nervous system,
my eyes.
Amen. Well, I want you to start calling out this morning what you declare over yourself today. Right now, let's believe God. Father, thank you right now. You declare out what area you want to see healed today. Let's believe it with you today. Father, thank you today. Right now, by your stripes, we declare everyone in this place is healed today. You are the provider. It's already there. Healing is already for us today, and we receive it by faith. We take it this morning, amen, and we speak it out of our life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we declare intestines being healed today, Lord. We declare migraines going in the name of Jesus. No more battles in that area of your life. We declare knee pain being healed and restored this morning. Joints are being restored right now. God, we thank you. Degenerate diseases, God, of the bone are being healed today. And we declare it today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. pinched nerve this morning being healed and released and restored right now in the name of Jesus. God, we receive that today. Lord, in the name of Christ, we thank you for emotional health today, stability there, God. We thank you for that. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, being total healed and set free this morning. Amen. Listen, this morning as Tim sings, I want you to raise your hands. I want you just to receive what God has for you today. Would you do that all over the place today? Go ahead, Tim. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Break through the night, through the darkness. Tear down the hardness. Reveal yourself to me. I hear your whisper, speaking softly, that blurs the noise of life. Men know your nearness, men know your goodness, men know the love that you have for me. Men know the sweetness of your friendship. His presence in this place.
Hallelujah. How many want everything that He has for us today? Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's give Him one more praise this morning. Come on, give Him some praise. He's good. Hallelujah. Anybody this morning, you received something from the Lord. God touched you. Raise your hand if God touched you today. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God is a good, good God. He is our healer this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. You go into your peace. So you just walk into your peace. Turn around this morning. Give somebody else a virtual high five. Say, it's been good to be here. God loves you so much. Praise the Lord.